Is there a funeral version of sweet potato pie, or are we just burying everything?
I don't think so.
It is Hank FM, and here's
this is why you can't have
nice things.
Our daily dose of the you know who's or Young Ho Koo. That is the kicker for the New York Giants football team. And this past Sunday, the New York Giants, actually it was Monday Night Football, last night, and they're taking on the Patriots. And it gets down in the first quarter, and it's a field goal try by the kicker, Young Ho Koo, who does something that nobody has ever seen on an NFL field before.
7-yard try now by Young Ho Koo, and he stumbled. Gillen gets swallowed up. Patriots ball. I don't think I've ever seen that.
What happened was, and that's Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on the call. So Koo goes up to kick it, just like every other field goal you've ever seen in your life. And not only misses the field goal, he misses the ball his foot. Completely Charlie Brown's the situation. That's a new one on us, as he just stumbled a little on the turf.
Is not a test weekend. And one guy by the name of Richelle Valdivia learned this the hard way. He took off with a Cybertruck from a Tesla dealership for 2 days. Police then hunted him down and found out he'd had quite a time behind the wheel. It's $20,000 in damage to the vehicle. He was arrested for grand theft and criminal mischief and is now behind bars in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida.
There you go. Dum, 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 dum. Wonder if they'll still give him a deal on it. Let us go to the Ocean Spray Company. Yeah, coming off a big week. Their biggest weekend of the year when you're in the cranberry game. And there are videos all over internet that people claim that the cranberry sauce cans were simply full of water instead of the cranberry sauce jelly. In fact, one TikTok video has easily over 10 million views, so much so that Ocean Spray responded and said, we're aware of reports about cans containing water instead of cranberry sauce, and we're looking into how this may have happened. So, and then they go on to say some spiel about that kind of stuff, but they produce about 70 million cans of cranberry sauce per year, but this is the first time this has ever been a thing. And it looks like maybe on a corporate level, playing Will It Float a little too early.
There's a lot of ways to celebrate Thanksgiving. Turkey, stuffing, pie, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and how about this? A do-it-yourself labor and delivery department. Mm. Vanessa and Daxton Lowe were on the way to the hospital last Thursday, but had to pull over because someone just couldn't wait. You see, she gave birth to little Luna right in the front seat, and Dad, he's got a good arm. He caught her on the way out.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. Let's go to another Thanksgiving celebration there with a big old family in New Jersey. See, up there in northern Oklahoma, we had well over 100 people. But this gathering had over 150, and it looks like everybody brought something for the potluck. As one of the family members gets up to give a speech, the table with all the food behind her,
oh no,
gives way. And it was those folding tables that, you know, are so prevalent in churches and wrestling events, oddly, too. Yeah, all the food on the floor and totally ruined.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum. Thank you, Troy.
So Preston Fakua has life figured out. He took the day off for his wife's birthday recently, stopped at a gas station, bought a lottery ticket, and promptly won $10,000. He called his blushing bride to tell her all about it, but she didn't actually believe him until he went to the lottery commission office. He says he gave her some of the money, the rest is in savings, and thinks it could eventually go to fishing equipment.
Hmm. It sounds like they're going to work it out.
I think so.
Okay.
It's $10,000.
Let us go then finally to Memphis. As a woman there was arrested for spray painting the word teamwork on a cheating ex's property. Yeah, she was arrested. She did it because he got involved with his coworker. Because teamwork makes the dream work, as they say. Legal experts say the woman is not only facing jail time, but the cost of repairs. But one thing is, she's not afraid of certainly filling out paperwork or signing on the dotted line right there. Congratulations.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I know, it's correct.
KB and Heather Winner.